If you need a new podcast to listen to and you like comedians, you should check out It's Not About You with Jamal, Marianne, and Cousin Todd. It's a couple of stand-up comedians and their nerd talking about current events or interviewing their contemporaries. Okay, actually, it's just them talking to their friends and about what they've been watching on Netflix or Disney+. So check it out on your favorite podcasting app or go to Not About You, that's the letter U, notaboutyoupod.com. Notaboutyoupod.com. Come check it out. We also do live streams on Sundays at 1 p.m. on Facebook, facebook.com/notaboutyoupod. Same spelling. Yes, I am Todd, your host, the 206 Geek, and this is my podcast, the 206 Geek. And I'm live streaming from Facebook today, although it seems to have been frozen for a second there. I don't know. See, I'm on my dashboard right now, and it says, all right, it's showing lots of red. I'm not seeing any error messages. Let me go over here and click on some of these other things. Okay, come on. Come on. This is why you don't use your browser to do these live streams. You should use like a program. Stop it. See, I've not actually done it like this before. I've always used Streamlabs or like OBS, and for whatever reason, it's like locked up on me. Completely locked up on me. Fucking awesome. All right, at least I'm recording. I can't look at anything right now because my computer's locked up and it wants me to end task on those two tabs. Now it's responding. What I should do is I should move this tab to its own window. Maybe that will help. Probably not, because it's still a tab of Chrome that is locking up on me here. It says I don't have anybody watching at the moment, which is, you know, that's fine. I you know, I'm doing this at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. I didn't think, clearly wasn't thinking that maybe this is not the good time to do this. But, so, let me get back to, Stream Health. That's what I was looking for earlier. Click on that and see if it actually loads up. And you know what I can do? I can probably load up the open tabs on my phone, because I also have Chrome on my phone, and Chrome is cool, like, you know, opening tabs from another device with your account on it. Let's see here. Go into history. There we go. Come on. There we go. Yeah, I'm getting all these error logs now. Yeah, it's because my computer locked up. All right. Let's see here. And you know, it might be because it's cross-posting to multiple pages at the same time. I don't know. That might be it. Let's see here. If I can get these tabs open on the other browser window. So the story I was going to talk about before my computer locked up was a story over on geeksaresexy.net, where they have a video of a rocket launch as seen from the International Space Station. So let me see. I have the volume up on the computer, so you should be able to hear it. Okay, it has music. Turn that down a little bit. It's kind of loud. Oh, wow. Where's that rocket going, I wonder? Oh, wow. That looks cool. All right. I'm not going to try to screen share this because I don't want my computer to lock up again. But I will have this shared to the Facebook page here a little bit later after I'm done recording, because if I try to do it now, it will probably lock up the computer again. But that was impressive. I mean, it was impressive in that it, you see like this little dot leaving the Earth, and then you see it leave the atmosphere and all the other stuff, and then you see all this, I don't know, it's hard to explain unless you've seen like the launch of SpaceX at night. You know, you see that weird kind of like halo effect that it has. That's kind of what I saw. So, all right. I'm getting lots of error messages too low keyframe rate. Well, I don't know how I can change that because I'm doing this live stream straight from the browser, and that's probably because of my internet, my computer, like, getting like, all right, there's too many things happening here, so maybe I should try closing some background applications that are open. I don't know if I can, well, there's some of these I can't. And I wish, there's like 20 things running from Chrome. That's why it's freaking out. And I don't know which ones I can cancel or, you know, manage it somehow. And it might be because I'm cross-posting to more than one page. Who knows? All right, let's get back to the stories here. So that was kind of neat, though. This is all it says here: a 1.5 minute time lapse video showing the Russian Soyuz FG rocket launched from Earth back in 2018 to bring supplies to the International Space Station. Well, that's cool. It's not a recent video. All right. The next story I have here is something from comicbook.com. Zack Snyder reveals actor inspiration for Granny Goodness appearance in Justice League. In case you're not familiar with, or you haven't seen it, Granny Goodness is one of Darkseid's, what was the word I'm looking for? Senior officers, I think is a good way of putting it. And let's see what it says here. In Zack Snyder's Justice League, fans not only got a good look at Darkseid, but also got a brief glimpse of Granny Goodness, the general in charge of Darkseid's elite female furies in the comics. Granny's live-action film debut was a wordless CGI cameo, but during an appearance at Justice Con over the weekend, Snyder revealed that the 3D model for the character was based on a real-life person who likely has no idea she ended up in a massive blockbuster movie. How does that work? Well, it's all about being in the right place at the right time, apparently. This is what it says here. During the same panel in which Snyder talks about how Steppenwolf ended up being banished from the world of the New Gods to begin with, Snyder was quizzed about Granny Goodness and who he might have cast instead of fascinating Instead of fan casting, he shared a story about what really happened. Quote, it would be cool to let's start that over. It would be a cool thing to cast Granny Goodness now because it would kind of be like being cast off a drawing. Snyder's said, a lot of people floated some really great people that look a lot like our person. I didn't say that it was based on one person of the, hold on. I think I read that wrong. God, I hate it when that happens. I sometimes think I might be a little dyslexic, where either that or my ADHD, like, goes right when I'm reading something, and then I lose track, or I misread it, or something happens. Okay, didn't I say that it was based on one of the Weta or Weta artists? Artist's aunt. The Weta artist, W-E-T-A, I believe that's a Warner Brothers thing. The Weta artist who was making it said, I'd love her to look at like this, like what JoJo drew. And he goes, that looks like my aunt. Okay, and I think he kind of based it on that. Oh. So, it's based on a real person, but that person's not an actor, is essentially what I'm gathering from that. Hopefully you guys aren't confused by me, by how I read that. I don't know, I definitely think I was having some ADD moments there. Let's see here. It says I'm still streaming, so that's good. All right, cool. All right, so next story. We have a couple new couple stories here that I wanted to bring up, and they're both about Stranger Things 4. I think we essentially have the same story. It's just two different sites. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's essentially like the release date. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just pull it from this site, not the other one, since they're basically the same story. All right, from comicbook.com, it says here, Stranger Things 4 star Finn Wolfhard teases release date. And it says here, production on Stranger Things Season 4 has restarted after an extensive break due to the coronavirus, and anyone hoping to see new episodes will have to wait a while. Stranger Things spoiler Twitter account found a Fanmeo video call with Finn Wolfhard, where he was asked about the release of the new season, noting that quote, should be out sometime next year, end quote. Netflix has yet to comment on a released window for the show, but David Harbour previously teased that the show was originally going to premiere the first part of 2021, meaning the pandemic had never happened. If the pandemic never happened, we have likely already seen the season. I don't know. I'm excited to see, you know, Stranger Things come back, because it was definitely one of the better shows, one of the better original shows of Netflix, and the reason why I even got myself a Netflix account at the time. Let's see. And then it says here, quote, every season it gets darker. Really, I will say with season 3, I was like, this is the darkest season that there'll ever be. Like the exploding rats and everything. But really, season 4 so far is the darkest season there has ever been. Wolfhard previously said that of season 4, to CBC Listen. Every year it gets amped up. Every year it gets funnier and darker and sadder. And every year they amp it up. Yeah? Yeah? It says, and then it says here, filming first started on the new season back in March of 2020, but was quickly derailed by the COVID-19 shutdowns across the world. We don't know how much was shot at that time, but filming restarted in October of last year and continues to the present. It's also unclear if any of that material will need to be reshot, considering potential growth spurts and voice changes on the part of the still growing cast. I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but when I watched, I think it was between seasons 2 and 3, they tried to make them look younger in season 3, but you could tell, like, they were visibly different. Other than, like, the clothes and the hairstyles were the same. I think it was Will that had the bowl cut. It looked awkward with his much older face having the bowl cut. When you're a young kid, having a bowl cut is kind of acceptable, and, you know, you have no control over how your mom gets your hair cut. But when you're, like, a teenager, you tend to, like, push back on mom with things like that, because you don't want to look weird to girls at that age. I remember that. Of course, I was kind of a weird kid in that I didn't want people to do anything special to my hair. I just wanted it off my ears and away from my eyes. For whatever reason, that bothered me. And so I always looked like I had a bowl cut, or I looked like Mr. Spock from Star Trek. I used to get teased for that as a kid a lot. I didn't want to comb my hair to the side. You know how you can comb it to the side so it looks like it's not laying flat, so it's like your bangs are sitting right here. That's the way I did it. I don't think I'll ever show a picture of myself in high school, because I definitely looked like I played D&D, even though I knew of D&D, but I'd never played it. I still haven't played D&D, but someday I'll find a group to play with, I guess, if I really want to play, but it's not something I go out of my way to look for. So, where was it? Oh, right, that's right. I closed one of the tabs because it was essentially the same thing. So as far as the release date for season 4 of Stranger Things, there is none yet. It's to be determined. So it's still coming. It's just not going to be probably anytime soon. I suspect that it will probably end up being like early next year or mid next year. But I don't know for sure. I'm guessing. My phone is... that's not my phone. That was my iPod making noise. I should probably... turn the sound off on it. Stop it. All right. It doesn't look like this live stream is going very well. I'm getting lots of errors. Oh, man. Let's see. I have a comment. It's probably... the thing posting about, like, the stars. I've not used the live producer for Facebook like this before. The last time I did a Facebook Live from my computer, it looked massively different. But this will sound like it always sounds on the podcast. So if you listen to the podcast through the normal channel, which is through your favorite podcasting app or going to 206geek.com and listening to it there. You can find the podcast on Apple. You can find it on Google. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and there's a few others, and I can't think of them off the top of my head. But the podcast is available pretty much everywhere. I don't know why the frame rate is so low. It's giving me these error messages like, I know how to fucking fix it. I believe it has something to do with my internet just being absolute shitty. Or maybe my computer is just being a pain in the ass right now. I think it has something to do with the fact that the browser is using a lot of memory. And that's probably causing some lag, and which is probably causing some frame rate problems. All right, let's get back to the stories here. Talked about that. All right, so someone has apparently taken photos of what they think is the set for the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series for Disney Plus. Over on HeroicHollywood.com, there's article with the title that says, "New Obi-Wan Kenobi set photos reveal return of iconic Star Wars location." You know, well, we all know that if this series is going to take place to follow like Obi-Wan Kenobi's story, we're probably going to see what happened after Episode 3, where. Or maybe before Star Wars, or as a lot of you guys call it, Episode 4, A New Hope. To me, it will always be Star Wars, because that's what it was called when I saw it in theaters. And that's what it was called when I had, like, the first VHS, or the first time we watched it at home. It was just Star Wars. And so it will always be Star Wars to me. And I'm not going to change my mind on that, so... I don't care if Lucas changed it. I even have copies of the original theatrical releases of the original movies when Fox released them. I think it was early 2000s, mid-2000s, 2005. I remember buying all three of them. Each was like $25. I was like, you know what? It's worth every penny. I didn't like spending that much money on a DVD because a lot of times when you got a DVD, it was $20 or less usually. Well, when they first came out, they were like $30 and up. But most DVDs at that time, if they were like more than $20, it came with a bunch of bonus features and stuff. Well, the DVDs that I bought were the ones that had both the special edition and the theatrical releases of the original trilogy. Each movie was bought separately. They didn't sell it as a box set, which meant they got even more money from fans. So, anyways, back to the story here. Sorry, I got distracted about, like, talking about the difference between the original trilogy and the special editions. All right, this is what it says here. The latest batch of set photos from Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan Kenobi series revealed the return of a iconic Star Wars location. Obi-Wan Kenobi is about to begin filming sometime this month, if it hasn't already. We know the series will take place on the Twin Suns. What? Will take place on the Twin Suns of Tatooine. No, it won't. Why would it take place on the Suns of Tatooine? Why wouldn't it take place on... I think somebody fucked up on this. It's going to take place on Tatooine, man. Why would... No. That's just, people clearly don't proofread shit before they post it. And I'm actually kind of... You know... I've been known to, like, do that too. But then when I see that I've made a mistake, I usually try to fix it as quickly as possible. All right. Enough with the distractions, Todd. Let's read the damn story. And a recent set video revealed a village on the classic Star Wars planet with Owen and Beru Lars also set for a return to the series. It shouldn't be a surprise that we will also get to see their iconic homestead once again. So there was like photos of like the Lars homestead. Someone posted it on Twitter. At Outlaw Noah is the Twitter username. It says, looks like the Lars homestead may be being built on this set. If it is the Lars homestead, then it's safe to assume this set is for Obi-Wan Kenobi. What I'd like to know is, how does he know it's the Lars homestead from this angle? Because this is, have we seen this kind of view of the Lars homestead before? Oh, wait. Oh, I guess we kind of have. You know, it's funny. They have containers kind of blocking this set. But there's like a hole. Kind of a space between these containers where you can see in if you had like the right camera angle. You got lucky, I think. My phone is... Okay. That's what's going on. Alright. I don't know. This looks cool. I'm glad to hear that it's actually happening. I did hear that that Hayden Christensen is coming back as Anakin. Hopefully the series will be better than the prequels. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I kind of want to see it, but at the same time, I couldn't. I don't know. I recently, in the last few months, rewatched the prequels. And, you know, if I was to like put aside any prejudices that I had for those movies, it wasn't terrible. I didn't like the love story from the Clone Wars episode 2. I thought it was too much. I was like, you know what? We didn't need to have all of this. You could have shown them on a date. You could have shown them, you know, hanging out, and then that's it. It was too much. And we definitely see that there's a pattern with the Skywalker men. There's definitely some mental health issues in that family for sure. So I don't know. I we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. It's I kind of want to. I don't know. It's hard for me to think much positivity about those movies when there was so much. People just pissing and moaning about them. And you know what? Initially, when I saw them, I enjoyed them. I think the problem I had was after hearing everybody else complaining about specific things that I was like, oh yeah, I see that now. That does suck. But I had, like I said, I rewatched them recently in the last few months, and they're not nearly as terrible as I recall. The characters that people complained about, I can see why they got as angry as they did. I also try to remind myself when I'm watching these movies that they're definitely meant to entertain kids. And I don't know about you, maybe it's because I'm almost 50, and I've gone back and rewatched stuff from my childhood, and I've remember thinking, wow, this is, why did I like this? But at the same time, I'm like, wow, this brings back so many memories. So I tend to be forgiving towards shows from the 70s and 80s because of that. Now, if you go and watch anything designed for toddlers and young kids, are those good? I mean, legit, are they good? Would you say that there's plot holes in those stories that they tell to these little kids? Do kids give a shit about plot holes? Do you see where I'm going with this? I think that people are forgetting that when they watched these things initially, they were probably little and didn't see those problems with those things they watched. And as an adult, you watch, you know, well, this is terrible. Why did I like this? Is it because it's not meant for you now because you're an adult? It was meant for you when you were 8 or 9 or whatever the age was when you first saw it. You know, if you were to go watch a movie for kids as an adult, unless you have kids or you have young ones around you and you kind of live vicariously through them, then you're probably not going to find those things entertaining because you're not seeing it through their eyes. You're not seeing them going, oh, this is so good. So that's something that I've in the last few years have tried to remind myself of when watching things that are not necessarily meant for me, but things that I still like Star Wars. And I know I've probably, and I'm going on a tangent here and I'm, you know, not bringing up the stories that I have listed here. But I want to say this. I've met a lot of people over the last few years, the last several decades, even for that matter, where if you talk about a specific fandom or thing and there's new versions of it, they don't like the new versions because it's not what they remember the original ones being like. They didn't like the new one because it was nothing like what they loved growing up. So I know I just repeated myself there, but good example of this was I had an old friend of mine for years was a huge Star Trek fan, huge fan, and in 2008, 2009 was when the reboot of Star Trek came out, the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie came out. And he was fucking livid over that movie. He was so angry that J.J. Abrams had destroyed like a planet in the Prime universe because this movie was essentially doing a kind of alternate universe kind of take on the story. So they were going to be doing like, you know, new versions of old stories kind of thing, it felt like. And he was mad because the planet Vulcan was destroyed in the Prime universe. And, you know, why did you do that? That's just not okay. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking movie. This coming from a friend, I was the fan who was mad about the special editions of Star Wars. I was super upset when they changed like the whole like Greedo and Han Solo scene and Greedo shooting first. I was like, no, that's not how it happened. Why'd you change it? Why? I was one of those guys. I didn't like the fact that they changed that because they wanted Han Solo to be more likable. They didn't want him to be a bad guy because he shot before he got shot. What people don't remember, though, is Han Solo wasn't a nice guy. He became a nice guy later on. Anyways, so knowing that I had, you know, my fanboy, like, butthurtness moment already before he had his about the J.J. Trek, that's what I've always called it. I like J.J. Trek. I enjoy those movies. In fact, I'm one of those probably the one of the very few people that say Chris Pine is a better Kirk than Shatner. Largely because I think that Chris Pine is a better actor. You know, yeah, go ahead and send me your hate mail if you want.
Todd, don't be an asshole.
All right, fine. Sorry. God. So I don't know. So when he was complaining about the JJ Trek, you know, ruining the Prime Universe and blah 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 blah. I was like, look, dude, I've already gone through this with Star Wars, and I told him what I just said, and I was like, look, in the end of the day, it's fiction. And at the end of the day, these are characters that will probably be retold by different people after we're gone. These are not going away anytime soon. The original generation of actors for these movies are getting too old for this shit, and they're not likely going to be around much longer. And this all happened before Leonard Nimoy passed away. And I think now, as it stands right now in 2021, the only members of the original cast we have left is William Shatner, George Takei, Walter Koenig, and Nichelle Nichols. Those are the only ones left. Everybody else has passed away. And hell, even the cast of Next Generation are becoming senior citizens. So, or if they haven't already, they will be soon, kind of thing. So I don't know. That's kind of when I started realizing that, okay, Ben Affleck said it best. They're fictional characters. Fictional characters. Am I getting through to you at all? You know, yes. If you like those things, great. I'm not saying don't like them. I'm saying that you don't have to enjoy the new ones because they're different than the ones you grew up with. It's great if you do, but it's not necessary. It's not required. You know, people who were whining and bitching and moaning about the last trilogy of Star Wars, the last of the Skywalker saga, they complained that the story didn't make sense or there was like so many plot holes and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Yeah, there might have been. But you know what? Are you 8? Does an 8-year-old care about that shit? Does an 8-year-old just watch it and enjoy it for what it is? Yes, they do. 8-year-olds don't think about, why is this happening? Why is that going on there? Why didn't they do this? How come that didn't happen? At least I didn't when I was 8. When I watched it, I watched it for what it was and then just accepted it for what it is. I didn't think, you know, why did Han Solo shoot that green guy? I mean, he had a gun pulled on him, but why did he shoot him first? Why didn't he, you know? You know, you still have the originals, man. You can go back and rewatch them. It doesn't need to be the same exact thing. We can have some differences here. And yes, the other thing is, like, when the prequels came out, people hated it because it was too different from the originals. And when the third trilogy came out, they hated them because they were too much like the original trilogy. Make up your fucking mind, folks. Seriously. I know, I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent here. And I'm, you know...
Meanwhile, back at the podcast.
All right, so let's get back to the stories here. I'm so sorry, especially if that sound effect was loud. I realized how loud it was, and I turned the volume down as soon as it started. So, We have another Star Wars related thing, but I'm gonna do my best to like step off my soapbox and just read the story here. This is from LRMOnline.com, and it says Mandalorian Season 3 rumor. Shooting to begin soon, and Wookiees could make their debut. Oh, dude. According to Bespin Bulletin on Twitter, at Bespin Bulletin, exclusive Wookiee or Wookiees may appear in Mandalorian Season 3. When will Mando begin filming? Okay. This, I don't know if this is like a trusted source, is it? I've never heard of Bespin Bulletin before. This is what the article actually says. I just read the tweet there. So this is what it says here. We have new Mandalorian Season 3 rumor today, courtesy of the folks over at Bespin Bulletin. According to sources, they have heard that there is a good chance that a Wookiee or Wookiees could show up for their debut on Mando. The outlet doesn't have any solid detail, but they've seen some evidence and have heard some little songs in their ears about Wookiees. The other thing that makes me think that the Bespin Bulletin is not a worthy source is the fact that they misspelled Wookiee. If you are a news source for Star Wars, you would know how to spell Wookiee, right? Now, LRM Online, they knew how to spell Wookiee. There's two O's and two E's. And there's an I and a K and a W. Wookiee. I don't know. This is probably just one of those, you know, stupid fanboy things. Like, you know, you spelled it wrong. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you? You know. But Bespin Bulletin, if you're legit, like, super fans and you're wanting to talk about Star Wars, maybe you should, you know these things. Or whoever typed that tweet out is not a Star Wars fan. Because Star Wars fans would know, right? I would think. I don't know. And it says here, fan, of course, had already begun to speculate on which Wookiees these could be. As always, likely there will be some fans disappointed if the Wookiee in Mando Season 3 is not one they wished for. The one name I do see coming up pretty much often is Black Kersantan, who is a character I assume is from the Dr. Aphra comics. I've never read those comics, but I know Kersantan is a Wookiee bounty hunter during the Galactic Civil War. Okay, now, seeing a Wookiee bounty hunter would be really cool. It would be. I, for one, don't care who the Wookiee is, as long as we see some Wookiees. I would like to see some other, like, representation of creatures we've seen in previous movies. We see a little bit more of them. We get to know a little bit more about their breed of alien. You know what? We've already been introduced to Grogu, you know, the child, you know, Baby Yoda, whatever you want to call it. I'm hoping that we're going to get more of that. We're going to get more of Grogu. I'm hoping by Season 3 he'll be talking. And wondering if he'll be speaking backwards or not. You know, I don't know. That was a terrible, terrible Yoda voice. I apologize. that actually sounded like I was Kermit the Frog trying to do Yoda, which is terrible because, you know, Kermit the Frog was Jim Henson and Yoda was Frank Oz. So, I don't know. I don't care who the Wookiee is. You know, it'd be really awesome. I don't know if this is a thing. I don't know if it's canon or not, but I would love to see a Wookiee foundling, a Wookiee Mandalorian. That would be amazing. Seeing a Wookiee wearing the Mando armor, the Beskar, would be super cool. But that's me. That's just, that popped in my head right now, and I had to say it because, you know, it sounds cool. I would love to see, like, the armor, like, on top of the fur and having the fur kind of coming through the armor and stuff. All right. So, next story I have on the list of things to talk about. Ernie Hudson hypes up Ghostbusters Afterlife. Now, Ghostbusters Afterlife was supposed to be out last summer. And then it was going to be out this summer. And then, the most recent update, as far as I've heard anyway, I haven't looked in a few weeks. Last I looked, it's not coming out until November of this year. And I wouldn't say I'm butthurt. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that I'm going to have to wait till November of this year to see Ghostbusters Afterlife. But from everything I've heard thus far, is going to be worth the wait. Because, I mean, we've already waited 30-something years, right? What's another few or 4 or 7, 12 months, right? Okay, yeah, I know. It sucks. I want to see it tomorrow. I want to see it yesterday, actually. Every clip we've seen since, you know, they finished the movie, and we've seen some teasers, we've seen some trailers. The most recent one we saw was Paul Rudd's character going shopping at a convenience store, and it looks like a convenience store. It might have been like a Target or something. I don't know. But we see like these little tiny, like Funko Pop sized marshmallow men, you know, Stay Puft marshmallow men. They don't have the Funko Pop heads, mind you. They're just they're proportionate to their size. But you know, they are the size of the action, the Funko Pop figures is what I meant. Let's see here. Checking messages. No new messages. All right. So this is what it says here. And this was from LRM Online. It says, original Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson hypes up Ghostbusters Afterlife on social media post. The veteran actor had just watched Ghostbusters Afterlife with director Jason Reitman when he posts this. Yes, the smile in this picture is genuine. Ghostbusters Afterlife is so good. I was speechless. You know, it's funny. Jason Reitman, despite him having gray hair, looks like he's like in his early 20s. He's got good genetics in his family. Yeah, if it hadn't been for the gray hair, I would have thought he was probably like, you know, pushing 30, if that, you know. I know he's got to be older than that because he was like 12, 14 in Ghostbusters 2. So he's got to be in his 40s by now. This is what it says here. Quite the praise and follows from other veteran Buster Bill Murray singing praises for the movie. Even if not the lugging proton packs around again, it had to know what to expect from Ghostbusters Afterlife. the way everyone is talking, it's like they've captured the magic of that original again. Thing is, I'm not even sure that's possible anymore. I personally am not getting as hyped about Afterlife as some fans might. This is what the person writing this article is saying. Not me, Todd. For a start, it's made by Sony, so immediately sets off alarm bells in my head. Secondly, the early footage we saw with the kids feels extremely different from what I'd expect a Ghostbusters movie to feel like. Thirdly, we have the recent Mini Puffs scene, which, again, got fans debating. I don't know. Every single trailer that has come out for Afterlife, I've been like, okay, what does this mean? What is that for? What is this leading to? Who are the kids relatives of? There was early on lots of speculation of whether or not they were Egon's grandkids or if they were Ray's grandkids. Because in the original movie, Ray talked about having a farm and blah, blah, blah. But I think, I personally think that because of McKenna Grace's appearance in the trailer, she looks like she could be related to Egon. Dark hair, glasses. And I think it's Egon's grandkids, and I think at some point we get to see the original crew. They probably come out to help the kids because you know all this shit's going on in their hometown. And Finn Wolfhard's character finds the Ecto one in the barn. And like fixes it up or does something to get it running again if it wasn't working. So we see that in the trailer that he was driving it out in the cornfields and shit. I don't know. I'm so hyped to see this movie. I can't even listen to people who are hating on it. I don't think it's going to take away from the 2016 movie. The 2016 movie, you know, any issues that people have with it. If it's not about the actual movie, but about who's in it, those people are idiots. My issue with those movies, I've always stated this on the podcast, I'll say it again though, is that the bad guy in that movie was essentially the embodiment of all the haters of the movie. So we had this butthurt nerd who was mad because the world treated him like he was less than, even though he was smarter than them. And that's essentially the people who were picking on, you know, the people involved with the movie. Was the story good? Beyond the bad guy being just a stupid fucking basement troll neckbeard, It wasn't great, but it wasn't as terrible as people said it was. I enjoyed it enough to buy it. I own the movie. And I think really the only other thing I really had a problem with was some of the jokes were kind of lame. They were low hanging fruit. The biggest issue I had with the movie, and a lot of people seem to like it for whatever reason. And I'm not going to say that they're wrong because everyone has the right to their own opinion. But the receptionist played by Chris Hemsworth, you know, played the character Kevin, who was essentially just barely smart enough to, you know, to be human. If he was any dumber, he'd be watering twice a week. He was really stupid. I mean, even the dumbest female receptionist I've seen in movies and TV shows was never this stupid. So the whole role reversal of, you know, dumb blonde receptionist now being a big burly dude. I know a lot of female friends really liked that. And you know what? Okay. I can see why, because Chris Hemsworth is attractive, and And, you know, you just want to walk up and just pat him on the head and say, oh, it's okay. It's okay. And, you know, maybe some women like guys like that. I personally don't know many women who would want to. I mean, granted, he's got a physique that women like, so maybe that's that's where the counterbalance is for his stupidity. I don't know. This maybe it's just my old way of thinking. I may be wrong. I may be just making assumptions here, but that's how it appears to me. I didn't like Kevin. He was just like, why is he even here? They could have just as easily gotten a voicemail set up on their phone number or gotten, you know, an answering service to take calls. Why did they have to get a guy who is essentially a potted plant with blonde hair and pecs? He was really dumb. And he was the exact opposite of the bad guy. The bad guy was like this super intelligent guy. When he talked to him, he sounded like this. Because, you know, every smart guy talks like this, right? No. But anyways, that was the issue I had with that movie. The overall story wasn't terrible. It had some dumb one-liners. But beyond that, I liked it for what it was. It was entertaining. I liked the gear that they had. The Ghostbusters gear was different from the original, but it was still cool. The ghosts were cool. They looked like they would be something you'd see at Disneyland in like the Haunted Mansion. They did. That's essentially what that's what they reminded me of. All the photos and videos I've seen of Haunted Mansion, that's what it reminded me of. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. The Afterlife looks, in all the clips I've seen so far, unless they show us like all the best parts, I don't see this movie sucking. I don't think it takes away from, you know, Answer the Call. Answer the Call is its own thing. The similarities are like within the name and like the gear. Beyond that, it's a different thing entirely. Sorry, I got this nagging cough, and I think it's probably a side effect of my second Moderna shot. I also have asthma, so maybe it's just aggravating my asthma. I need to probably go see a doctor about maybe getting an inhaler. You know, at this point, because I've had the Moderna shot, I have COVID because of the shot, not because I was, you know, being stupid and being around people who are not masked and are carriers or whatever. I got the shot. That's essentially what the shot is. It's a modified version of the virus, so I'm probably experiencing some of the symptoms of having COVID-19. Otherwise, I'm doing okay. The day after I got my shot, I had no energy whatsoever. I couldn't do much. I mean, I just had enough energy to get up out of bed, go to the bathroom, come back to bed. You know, I had just enough energy to climb out of bed, go get some food, go back to bed. And then day two after the shot, I was better, but I was still kind of, you know. And then yesterday, it was when the cough and then in this like in essentially shortness of breath it started yesterday. And the rash on my arm is actually starting to go away today. It doesn't feel as tender as it was the last couple of days. So I'm slowly starting to feel better. All right, so back to the show. Last story here. Michael Keaton confirmed as The Flash begins filming. This was over on LRMonline.com. And this is what it says. The Flash has finally begun filming after years of development issues and delays. Oh, and Michael Keaton confirmed to be returning as Batman for this film as well. The Wrap received confirmation yesterday from Keaton's talent agency that the actor is indeed appearing in The Flash. This is so fucking awesome. Oh my god. Okay, Michael Keaton is my Batman. He has been my Batman since 1989. What I mean by my Batman, he's the one that I picture when someone says Batman. I think of Michael Keaton. Now, also keep in mind that when I say he's the one I think of, when I think of a live-action Batman, I think of Michael Keaton. Now, when it comes to, like, animation, I think Kevin Conroy. And so when I heard rumors of Michael Keaton coming back as Bruce Wayne and Batman for this movie, I got really excited to see The Flash, knowing that it's going to be a Flashpoint Paradox movie. Ah, oh, so good. I think it was a month or so back, we also heard that Ben Affleck is going to be in the movie as well. So we're going to get multiple Batmans in this movie, and that excites me because, number one, we're getting the two live-action Batmans that are my favorites. I think the only way that this movie would be any better is if Kevin Conroy makes an appearance in this movie. That would make this fanboy, like, totally squee. Yay! Sorry, I had to do it. I apologize. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this a lot. I think this is probably the one DC movie that I am so looking forward to. Hopefully nothing happens between now and when it's released. Because, you know, DC has not been doing well with their movies as far as, like, the DCEU. Although they're getting better. The Zack Snyder Justice League was amazing, but it was 4 hours long. That's the only problem I have with that movie. It's 4 hours. But when you start watching it, you get sucked in really quick. And it's like, it's legit like only watching 4 episodes of an hour show. So it's not terrible. I mean, you can pause it any time and go pee and whatever else you need to do. Pause it, go do what you gotta do, come back and finish watching. And I really liked Aquaman and Shazam and both Wonder Womans. I have zero problem with any of those movies. I just liked them for what they are. I didn't overthink the movies. I'm not going to go into that rant again, but that's essentially what happens with people is they overthink it and they analyze the shit out of it and then it breaks the movie for them and they don't like it. So I just say, enjoy it for what it is. Don't think too hard on it. And unless, of course, you're a movie, unless you are a cinematographer or you are an actor or you write stories that are going to be made into movies, yeah, you're going to be critical. I get it. But if you're just an average moviegoer and you are not looking to, like, be a part of that industry, there's no reason to be that critical of a movie. Ever. No reason. I mean, if you're that upset about read the books, read the comics, go back to the source material, read that. Don't whine and bitch and complain about whatever you're seeing because it's not like the story's origin.
Todd? Be an asshole.
You know what? No, I don't care. I'm not I'm complaining about people who are pissing and moaning about fictional fucking characters. You know, it's people like you that do that, that make the movie-going experience horrible. Because we have to sit there and listen to you whine about how horrible that movie was, even though we totally enjoyed every minute of it. It was not as good as I was expecting. I thought they were going to do X, Y, and Z, but they did A, B, and C. That was dumb. Why did they do that? Oh, this doesn't make sense. That, you know, there's a loophole here. If you think you can do better, write a script, make the movie, put it on YouTube. Let the rest of the world see how you could have done it better. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. You know, I'm sorry. I really shouldn't be so mean. That bothers me. It really does. All right. I think I've talked enough today. If you're watching on the live stream, thank you for tuning in. I don't know if anybody was able to watch. I don't know if it was any good. If you're listening on the normal podcast feed, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you guys. If you are I'm on TikTok, but I haven't been using it much lately because I discovered a new app that is similar, but it seems to there seems to be less rules and less and if you post something that is you know, someone doesn't like, it doesn't necessarily get taken down. I mean, they can say they didn't like it, but it doesn't necessarily get it taken down. Clapper is the app's name. newsclapper.com/206geek. You can check out my profile there. Go ahead and follow me on there. I'm on there a lot lately, because number one, I've gotten so many more followers on there than I've had on any other platform. It's hard not to want to be in there. I want to get new listeners to the podcast. So if you come over from Clapper, thank you for subscribing to the podcast. I appreciate you guys. And I'm gonna try to do these live streams more frequently. I think what I'll have to do is I'll have to get OBS installed on here so I can do it from that instead of the browser and having a problem here. It still is giving me a bunch of error messages, but it seems to be working at least. And I think it's probably because it's cross-posting on multiple pages. Hopefully this looks okay. Hope you're getting outside and enjoying whatever weather you have, if you have good weather anyway. Hopefully you're all safe and you've been vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I'm going to probably be going to try to be more social now that I can be social. And I'm still going to wear a mask because I don't want people looking at me like I'm an asshole. I know I don't necessarily need to, but I think it's probably still a good idea because they don't know for sure if after you've been vaccinated if you can get it again. Because people who've had it have gotten it multiple times. So, who knows? I'm hoping that this will end sooner than more than later. I'm supposed to be going to Disneyland this September. And hopefully this year won't get postponed like last year did. Because I was supposed to go last year. And then we were planning on going in November of last year. And that didn't happen either. Because at that point, Disneyland had closed completely. It was open, but it had reduced capacity, and by the time we were going to be going, that's when they shut it down completely. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to enjoy it. I was thinking yesterday, because of how hot it was here yesterday, I just like, I don't like the heat. And I think that's going to be a problem. And then the fact that we're going to be walking all over all over Disneyland, I'm going to want to spend a lot of time over at the Galaxy's Edge as much as I can. I don't know how big it is, so hopefully I want to go and see that first. When I get there, I want to see the Galaxy's Edge first. And I want to see the Millennium Falcon, because it's like my favorite like Star Wars spaceship. I had a friend of mine who used to tease me about that. I was like, dude, fucking chill. I used to get mad at him for teasing me, but I was like, look, you have your things that you like a lot, and I don't tease you for it. At least not to this extreme anyway. I mean, okay, maybe I did. And you know what? Yeah, I probably had it coming then. All right, whatever. You know, it's in the past. I don't talk to that person. They don't talk to me. I actually used to give him a lot of grief for liking Dave Matthews. So him giving me shit for the Millennium Falcon is probably par for the course. All right. Again, I'm so ADD today. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of my podcast, The 206 Geek. I've been your host, Todd, The 206 Geek. And if you want to hear more of me, but also with other people, you can check out my other podcast, It's Not About You with Jamal, Miriam, and Cousin Todd. You can search for that title, or you can go straight to notaboutyoupod.com. That's the letter U, not the word U, notaboutyoupod.com, and that will take you to where you can listen. That podcast is available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and a number of other, you know, sites that do podcasts. I appreciate you guys, and I keep forgetting. I because I'm live streaming on Facebook, I now have access to doing stars on Facebook. At the bottom of the video, there should be a thing for stars. The stars are essentially tips. So if you enjoy the show, tip. You know, it's not a lot. I mean, you can give as much as you want. You can give as little as you want. You know, more is better for me, but do what you can. So thanks again, and I will talk to you guys next week. So I wanted to read you guys some of the ratings and the reviews that I got for the podcast. Some of the ones I got here, I have Truly Geeky. There's no higher honor I can bestow than that. Well, I could declare it Emperor of the known universe, I suppose, but if the Emperor is not geeky, then who really cares? 5 stars. Nice. Let's see here. A great show for the local and for the local nerd and beyond. Nice. Also 5 stars. I love listening to these nerds. Super entertaining. 5 stars. Thank you. New year, new episodes. What more could you ask for? 5 stars. Nice. And we also have a great listen. 5 stars. And then there's, of course, because, you know, I wanted to at least have one on there. I didn't expect to get more, but that's awesome. The first one is from me. It says, I'm biased, but I think I think it's a great podcast. 5 stars. Yes, yeah, I rated and reviewed my own podcast, folks. So if you want to also do a rating and a review, and I'll read these once I get new ones. These are all kind of old, but I haven't had any new ones in a while. If you want to give me a rating and a review, you can go to rate.206geek.com, and that will take you to where you can find the links for Apple Podcast and Podchaser. Both are free, and you can set up an account if you don't already have one, and then rate and review the podcast. If you would do that, that'd be great. The more people that rate and review the podcast, the more the podcast becomes visible, more people see it, more people subscribe and download. That'd be great if you did that. Thanks.